funny broken lights where my heart used to be, and a faded reflection of what used to be me. I used to shine like the stars, used to shine like the sea, but I guess that's over now. I said I was running with the wind in my hair. It felt good while it was there. Take it all away.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM. And very exciting today, we have local artist Tim Brink in the booth with us. So welcome, Tim.
Hi, Maureen. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming. I understand you've been really busy, so you have some exciting news. So tell us about it.
Yes, the album is finally here.
Right. Okay, now the album, Tim Brink, This Is Ours. So very exciting. It's been a while in the making. You didn't give up.
No,
a lot of obstacles along the way.
Through a burnout and loss of voice and some troubles along the way. The album is actually 3 years late. A big thank you to everybody that supported me on Kickstarter. I really appreciate it, and I'm sorry it took so long, but it's finally here. We've got it out. It sounds great. We're pretty proud of it. People are already enjoying it and giving me some pretty nice feedback so far. I've got people at Audi that are that are blasting it in the garage, and the girls over at Propar that were telling me that they were blasting it in their office. Maybe I shouldn't say that for their boss's sake, but but yeah, we're really happy, and it's out and available. We can get it at Black Cat Books. You can get it at the Chalamar. You can get it at the Cappuccino Jacques Cartier. And the one in Magog as well, the Cappuccino. And and then we're going to have it up in February on iTunes when we do our official launch.
Okay, in February. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So lots of obstacles. Tell us about them. Tell us about the making of the album. Was it made around here?
Well, actually, we started recording it at Studio Zoreille in Saint-Mathieu-des-Canadiens.
Okay.
Which is out near Ham Sud, Ham Nord.
Okay.
And it was François Poirier who gave us a chance to record in his brand new studio that he was just building at the time. Mm-hmm. So we got everything recorded there, and we had a few songs left, and he had to leave to do a job.
Okay.
So that sort of put the kibosh on the end of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, well, I ended up doing the voice and everything, and because I was working so much doing shows and La Voix, mm-hmm. I ended up having a real burnout. Mm-hmm. After that, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. Like, I could, doctors were like, well, you seem okay, you just seem tired.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept telling me I'm tired. Anyway, so I found out that I had some damage to the vocal cords, and I had to I sort of healed my own the beginning of what they call polyps.
Okay.
And I did that naturally, which was pretty amazing. When I went back to see the ORL, he was kind of surprised. He said, well, those don't normally get better on their own. I said, well,
no.
I've been doing some juice cures and stuff like that, and getting in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very hard for me because I lost my tool for this,
exactly.
for singing,
yeah.
right? And mm-hmm. I could do some shows. I wasn't super proud of the shows, but the album, I was no way I was going to record something that I had to listen to the rest of my life with the voice like I had at like 60% after La Voix.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. That's been very, very hard. It's been getting gradually better because I've been getting some more sleep and, you know, getting in better shape. And at one point I just decided, you know what? I've got to get this out. It was something that, you know, every conversation I was having with everybody was, hey, where's the album? How's your voice? How's your voice? Where's the album? You know, not malicious. It wasn't their fault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were waiting for it and they were just curious. But it just became something that was just every day. And so I just said, you know what? My voice is a lot better. It was at about 85% when I finished the album, doing the recording. We did some here in Sherbrooke. We did a little bit. I mean, the mixing happened in Toronto. Some of the vocal mixing happened at Larry O'Malley's here in Hatley.
Okay.
He's got a beautiful studio here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all. And my guitar player is Dominic Massicut. We did a lot of recording there too, some of the vocals. And Lily Cobelt, who I just discovered, who is a great singer, is doing the backups on the album. So I've also found my backup singer, which is amazing.
Nice.
That I didn't sort of have before.
Okay.
And now our voices on the album meld super well together, and I'm really happy with the result. It's not a, you know, it's not a $100,000 album, but and we went a little over budget. I had to put quite a bit out of my own pocket by the end of it, but I had to get it out. I think it was time for me to just, you know, let it go and say, here, this is it, and move on to something else. And that's actually since it's been out, which is yesterday morning. But since I knew it was coming out, I feel a lot lighter. So that's probably helping the voice and health and everything as well.
Yeah, well, if you find it great, I know what a perfectionist you are, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way. I find it okay.
Well, I've listened to all the tracks. I can't pick a favorite. I love them all because you did give me a sneak preview there. Mm-hmm. So I just love it. What about the album cover?
Trevor McKinven, the local artist here, he does a lot of work at the Piggery and in Toronto, and he's a great artist. And I thought about approaching him because my buddy Kevin Ross actually said, hey, why don't you ask Trevor? And I said, yeah, good idea. Two local boys, you know, and we're so his art's on the cover, and Kevin Groves did the graphic design of everything, so he put all of it together to make it look symmetrical, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's come out, you know, I'm quite happy with it. I'm happy because at first I listened to it and I picked out all the faults. And as I'm listening to it, every couple of days I'll listen to it again. I don't listen to it all the time every day. And then every couple of days I'll listen to it and I go, you know what? This is okay. I like this. And I was like doing the dishes the other day in my underwear at home and dancing along. And I was actually had tear in my eyes and what do you call it? Frisson there.
Goosebumps
on my, just thinking, hey man, it's here. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite an accomplishment. How many albums have you put out?
In my life, I think I've been involved with 8.
Wow.
This would be the 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
But this is the first one that I've done on my own.
Exactly.
So I learned everything what not to do for the second album that I'll be doing. I've already got about 4 or 5 songs written for another album.
Really?
This album is actually, these songs are 10 years old. Some of them have just been collecting because I was always playing in peat moss.
Right.
You know, I was doing rock. So it wasn't really a place for, you know, songs like you'll hear Exponentially Beautiful maybe later on, or Sheila's Pearls is very country. And then you've got like a song that's really blues. And then it's quite eclectic sort of in the style of the songs, but they meld together because of the musicians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So some of these songs have been trotting around my head for 10 years.
Yeah, so your style has really changed
from
the days of peat moss. Yeah. I know I interviewed you quite a few years ago. And
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, we all get older and mellow out a little bit, I guess. A little bit. I'm still, I could be a little more mellow, I guess, but hey, gotta live.
Okay. Did you write the songs for this?
Yeah, all the songs are written by me. There is the music that's written for Colors by JF Leclerc Bueno, who's the keyboard player. Mm-hmm. And he had a melody too for it, and then I put the words to that one. But the rest is all my handiwork.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Now, what inspired you for some of the songs? Anything in particular? Any of the songs stand out?
Wow, actually, it's really funny because a lot of these, this could be really, this maybe I was ahead of my time on this one because it's a lot of women in this and not necessarily love interests. Friend, like Sheila's Pearls is about Sheila Quinn, who used to work at CJMQ for years in the Ball and Chain show, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or was it? I wasn't Ball and Chain. That was my sister, Julie. Anyway, and that's one about how wonderful she is and how much she gives out so much. And it's talking about how one day it'll all come back to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, I Love You is about a girlfriend I had at the time that we were having a rough patch. And I said, you know, it was sort of about just don't leave. You know, I know I'm not the best, but, you know, I love you sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exponentially Beautiful is actually started out about my sister, Julie Lowry, who used to do some CJMQ shows as well. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of turned into whoever you'd kind of want to grow old with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, a lot of my songs have dual meanings. And a lot of them are about people around here.
Yeah.
That's no matter really what neat. I do is a love song about a woman that I broke up with. And it was a lot of heartache. I was heartbroken for like 2 years. And that song came out of that pain. And I quite like that one because it makes a lot of people cry. That sounds a little sick, but
brings a lot of emotion. You know? Yeah, that's good though.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. What else do you want to say about your album or about you? I know you're busy all the time.
I should say that there's about half party songs on the album and half sort of heartbreak songs. It's not all depressing, you know.
Right.
Grab the album. Let me know on Facebook. We're doing actually on Saturday. My buddy Kevin Ross and I are going to do a big delivery.
Oh,
from
nice.
10 till from 9 in the morning till 2. We're going to take addresses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to plan out a route, and we're going to deliver for Christmas. So if anybody wants to get, you know, that makes a good stocking stuffer, it's $12.
Only $12.
$10.43 plus tax comes to $12. And we're going to be delivering them then. And then, like I said, we're playing on the 5th of January at the Cafecino Jacques Cartier. Mm-hmm. And you got to call ahead because it often books up pretty quickly now when we play there, which is really, really nice. And we're also going to be doing the actual CD launch in February at 99% sure at the Centennial.
Okay, Centennial Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We keep it local and for everybody around here because everybody's been so supportive of me ever since La Voix and even before. But, like, yeah, I've had a lot of, it's been very heartwarming to see the support that I've gotten.
Your album's partly crowdfunded, so.
Yep.
I think that shows you, too, how much support you have.
Oh, yeah, I was amazed how fast that got raised. Yeah. And now just, I will say this to people, don't be afraid if I do ask for another crowdfunding, because I'm going to make sure that everything is recorded before I start asking for the money. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do so that nobody's worried about, oh, well, how long is this one going to take sort of thing, you know?
I think people are just, you know, very enthusiastic about you and your talent.
Yeah, it's been lovely. I'm very humbled by how many people have shown me a lot of love in this area. I'm very grateful.
So when you have your launch, are you having a concert?
We're going to be playing the whole album.
Wow.
Likely Trevor will be coming to do an art show at the same time to expose his pieces. We may have an opening band or not. I'm not sure. It's going to be a fun night. I think it's going to be a sort of a more of a party theme than they're used to at the at the theater. But so we're looking into that right now with the staff there. And other than that, we're going to be touring a lot next summer. My manager right now is looking into booking us in all kinds of festivals. So
nice.
That's what we're really interested in doing, and that's what I like doing. I like going to different towns and doing festivals. We may venture into the States, across Canada. Who knows? Now I've got something in my hands that actually I can show people or they can hear.
You know? Yeah, that's great. Well, definitely wish you all the best, and I know definitely good things are coming down the line.
I sure hope so.
Okay, well, anything else you'd like to add, Tim?
No, just thank you very much.
Okay, everyone. Well, thanks very much.
Well, it's a Wednesday or a Monday, or who cares? It's Paris, London, Montreal, or just anywhere. We got the short time to be together. It's not just sit around and talk about the weather, no. Your glass is full, it's getting late, but it's alright. Let's sit around and let the music move us tonight. When the morning comes, we'll laugh at the morning light. Sit back, get loose, and just ease your mind. Jolly and pigeon love.